Hi, everybody. My name is Joan. I'm a compulsive overeater and food addict, and I'm glad to be sharing my story with you tonight. I'll give you a few of the stats because I wanted to begin with where this program has brought me. The program has saved my life. I came into the rooms 44 years ago. I really, really was desperate. I don't like to spend too much time on the backstory of growing up, but I was always overweight, always out of step, lonely, had, I believe, what they call dysthymia, with that very low-lying depression. And I think that kids get that. And I remember self-soothing with food. And when I first came into the program, I had a sign on my refrigerator that it said, "We eat until we're quieted." And I have to say that was me. I ate as a child until I was quieted, always got in trouble, always got caught. Nevertheless, I continued eating. So I have to say, that I will start with the fact that after all of these years, and I've needed all of these years, I have had a psychic change. I've had it for the last several years. I've been in recovery 38 of the 44 years. I'm going to say 28 years back to back abstinence on all three levels. I was very abstinent the first 10 years, but it was a food plan. And I heard yesterday on it was a Region 7 outreach committee meeting, and they said that they're using Facebook for, like an OA thing to be kind of like blurbs about what Facebook is. But they were not allowed to put it under diet clubs as a heading. It's not a diet. I came in for the diet, but I was glad to hear that it's under health plans and whatever else they wanted to say about it. So I have to say that the first 10 years in program, I lost 220 pounds. I was 335 pounds. I was 38 years old, and my whole family was saying, "What is wrong with you? What is wrong? You're crazy." And I would just, it upset me horribly, but it's nothing I didn't think about myself. And I kept saying, "Well, who'd walk around that big?" I don't know why. Other than that, I found out when I came in that I am a food addict and I have compulsion to overeat. And that was soothing me. For all the problems that I felt that I had and whatever, I was always playing that game of when I lose weight, then when and then when I lose weight, I'll be fine. When I lose weight, I'll be perfect. When I lose weight, I'll play with the kids. I can't do that anymore. Overweight was a boundary for me. It wasn't just the food, it was the boundary for keeping people away. It was a sexual boundary, I'm sure. It kept me from handling my feelings. It was just a way of life for me. And I couldn't bear a day without food. I know that it is crazy for people that are not food addicts, but I honestly could not put down the fork. When I came in, well, it was 1981, but I remember going to the doctor the summer before, and that was in 1980, and I weighed 329 pounds. I had written it in one of the books that my first sponsor gave me, it's summer of 1980. And I never heard of anybody that lost a significant amount of weight. I'd had diet pills for years. They didn't work. I took them anyway. I didn't care if they worked or didn't work. I had something. But then I couldn't get up in the morning, or I couldn't go to sleep at night. So I had Excedrin PM. I was crazy. I'm telling you, I was crazy that I didn't know who I was, what I was. All I was doing was eating, and I was crying while I was eating. So I went to the doctor, and he said, "There's nothing else I can do for you. You're going to just step up a curb, have a heart attack, and die." Oh, nobody wants to hear that. I had never heard about OA. I had never heard about threefold program. I heard about AA, and that was in our family of origin. You didn't identify things like that. That was just not, that was the unspoken. No. But I came into the rooms. Well, I came in 7 months later, actually. What happened was, at that moment that he said, "I can't do anything more for you," I went shopping and I bought two dresses, a summer dress and a winter dress, a pair of shoes that fit. Nothing fit at the time, nothing. Couldn't walk across my backyard. My legs would bleed from chafe when I was walking. Just a miserable life, and it was very abnormal. So I bought these two dresses and I said, I'm just going to eat until I die. That was it. A friend said to me in June of 1981, would you like me to take you to an OA meeting? I did not know about OA. I had heard of it. I said, well, it's a cult. Maybe they're crazy. And she said, just come. You'll see somebody there that we both know. She's lost a lot of weight. And it turned out that she was my sponsor. We had the same name, Joan, and she had lost 178 pounds. I had never seen that before, anybody do that. And I thought, oh, God, if I could only do that. Again, thinking this is normal, that you lose weight, you're going to be perfect and you'll lose weight. Well, I did not touch a sponsor. I came back every week and I said, I'll listen, but I can't give up the food. I could not give up the food. And around Thanksgiving, I finally asked her in 1981, will you sponsor me? And she said, I will, but you have to do exactly as I say. I respected what she did so much from hearing the stories that I said, if you tell me to eat sawdust, I'll eat sawdust. So that was kind of the thing. And we worked together for quite a few months. She slipped off. That was very traumatic for me because I considered her my higher power. But I never had that food neutrality. And I have to be honest about that. It was 10 years. And I was struggling. And I said, how are people happy, joyous, and free? I don't get this. Well, my problem was I read the big book at the meetings. I didn't understand it. If, we read it today at a meeting and I started laughing because it said, give in the language of 1938 or whenever it was, 1935, give this to your person that you're going to help and let them figure it out for themselves. I wouldn't have understood what that meant. What did that mean? All of the give up this and pray for that. And I thought, I'm not praying. I can do this steps once, and then I'm done. And you know what? I took that will back. I had something serious happen. I stopped trusting God. I had started trusting God, but I thought, no, you're the God of my upbringing, and no, you didn't answer my prayers. And I was out there eating for 6 years. I was told to come back by a psychiatrist, and that was in 1997. And I didn't want to come. I didn't want to come. I said, that's too much work. I don't want to. I don't want to sponsor. I don't want to do it. She said, you have to. You have to. That saved your life, but now you have to go and you have to do it the right way. So I did. I have to say, I didn't. God did for me what I couldn't do for me. We talked about God moments before. I had to work the program on all three levels. And I had to find what worked for me. I didn't know about a God of my understanding. I went to a priest and I said, I just don't believe it. I don't know what I'm supposed to believe. And he said, well, then change your notion of God. Just talk to him and see and kind of get yourself in that frame of mind. So I had heard about spiritual sponsors. I knew about food sponsors and writing sponsors, emotional. So I have to say that I came back to the program willing to do whatever the program told me to do. And I did, I still do. I'm not saying I'm saying, look what God did for me. I didn't do it. God brought me back here. I've had a psychic change. I truly believe that. My life is now so different. And I was writing about my gratitudes the other day, and the program says name 10 different gratitudes every day, and I thought, you know what, I am grateful for so much that I have. I have so many gratitudes. I have a husband of 50. We'll be married 59 years. I have four beautiful children, three in-law children. I have 11 grandchildren. I have a home with comfy couches. I've got my reliable car, clothes that fit, my dog. I got all the things that I have been given and pretty good health. I have to say, I'll be 83 next month. And it's like the reverse of the age I came in at 38. I've been very, very blessed. But I thought, those are things that I sometimes take for granted. And I don't want to take them for granted. Because I think about what I have. I live down here on a lagoon. I think about the fall on Long Beach Island, the sand, the warm water. I think about being able to wear sandals, normal clothes, go for a walk. I think about all the ways that God has helped me reach out to other people. And I realize that with all the tools and the steps, this is a program of service. And I really want to give back the service that people have given to me, because that's the most important thing I can think of to do with what God has given me in my life. I used to think I was shortchanged. I used to think that growing up that everybody had this and I didn't have that. You know what? There's none of that. There's none of that anymore. I realized that, I think about the promises, and I used to think about the promises. And when they say, come into the rooms and read the promises in the big book and see if the promises have come true for you. And I think, you know what? I love the promises that are in the big book. And it's like, we've ceased fighting anything or anyone, and by this time, sanity will have returned. I have a blessed food neutrality where I know God takes care of me every day. I have the willingness in the morning to get up and start all over again. I am blessed beyond measure that I don't care about the things I'm not eating. It's not about the food. It is about the weight, in the way that when I was eating, it was like that octopus on top of the water, with all the tentacles that float down, and it's like rage, anger, depression, jealousy, lying, all the things that are contrary to what the steps in the program told me. I have all of that. That comes back so fast. And that self-loathing, all the defects, I don't have that anymore. I have a food neutrality. I have a neutrality from feeling badly all the time. And I am so grateful to God for the self-image that I have now that I never thought that I was going to have. And it's not the perfect body. It's not that it's aging in program gracefully. It's a beautiful thing. And I do react sanely and normally. We find that happens automatically. That's the emotions. We're not cocky or afraid, and this is how we react as long as we keep in fit spiritual condition. I do talk to God every day. That is my spirituality. I talk to God. My sponsees are very, very full of, the spiritual part of the program. We talk about that all the time, and we're not ashamed to talk about it. I'm never going to be cured of overeating, but I have my daily reprieve. And I'm so grateful for that, because I don't need to go back to that drug. I don't want to. I don't want to drink. I don't want a drug. I don't want the food. And, I think to myself, it says we'll be able to accept the things that we can't change. I would never do that. And I have learned to do that because, you know what? There's nothing I can change. And I think we all know in our own lives, things happen. Nobody asked for them to happen. So many things that we think went wrong. And yet I have a sponsee that always says that God's rejections are God's protections in many instances, because, things I wanted that I thought I wanted or I wanted for my children didn't happen. And they were protected from whatever it was, and they could go on and do something else. I am just grateful, because when I came into OA, I didn't expect this to be my way of life. I did not expect this sobriety and the abstinence. I've made lifelong friends here. I have a sponsor. I have sponsees. I do service. I work the tools because they help me to keep on this program every day. And I thought about all of the principles of the program. When I came in, I was hopeless. I was really hopeless. That's why I was hoping when I went to the doctor that and I bought those clothes that I would just die. That's, you have four children, small children. What a crazy notion. And I would think to myself, but I was crazy, because the addiction drives people crazy. And I thought, you were crazy. So I'm not like that anymore. I have had this complete change of heart where I don't worry anymore about going into that kind of thinking. I haven't had a depression since I came back to the rooms 27 years ago. I was thanks, Ross. Haven't had that happen, and I think that's God's message for me. And we were talking about other experiences before that are God moments. I've had so many God moments. I remember going out to see to help my daughter. I was probably I had my other car. I judge it by what car I had. I would say it was about 7 years ago. I had a car that was bigger. It was a CRV Honda, and it was taller than the one I have now. But I went out there, and they live in the Allentown area in Pennsylvania. And I was thinking of God moments. I've had several. But this one thing was, it was the middle of July. They had said thunderstorms were coming, severe storm, blah, 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 blah. And, from here, you have to go from the shore through the Pine Barrens onto the Jersey Turnpike, Pennsylvania Pike, Northeast Extension, Route 22. It's a whole deal. I was fine with that. I have done that dozens of times. And this one day, I'm watching the sky and it's getting worse. And I'm on the Northeast Extension, still got about 15 miles to go to the exit. And I'm thinking, and there's two lanes. Now, the trucks are not allowed in the fast lane. They have to go over here. But as it's starting to rain, the mud is sliding down on one side. And I could see it come under the tractor trailers and it's splashing back on my car. Bad enough that that was, but the road started to flood. And I said, God, nothing I can do. There's no way to get off. I knew the miles I had left, and the sky just kept getting blacker and blacker. All of a sudden, it was like a deluge of rain that came down completely blinding front back. I was going, driving, and watching the guy's taillights ahead of me. We all slowed down, it had to be 10 miles an hour. We were crawling. And I said, God, there's nothing I can do. I'm going to hit him because I'm going to. Somebody could hit me. It's up to you whether I get there today or not. And it was such an experience in absolute letting go because there was nothing I could do. And soon the sky lightened, the rain let up. We started moving again. And I said, God, thank you. I remember it like it was yesterday. I don't know if I'd take that chance again if they said we were getting a thunderstorm or whatever else. I will tell you that there have been many, many God moments in my life. The difference is now I appreciate and I appreciate the memories of those, and I have the gratitude that I have. So I'll just end with, I went to the convention in August, and it was so much fun because we went to this meeting on aging and about how we have
Joan, you're not muted, but I can't hear you.
Oh,
Well, I can now.
okay. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I can walk in the sunlight. I don't question my higher power's motives. I just accept them. Over the years, I have made many dear friends and hundreds of acquaintances in this program. And this program tells me how to deal with life. It has taken time to get to where I am today. So thank you for listening and allowing me to tell you my 44 years.